Hello, 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 beauties. Welcome back to the Goddess Glow Up Podcast. Badass Goddess Podcast. Where you been? Okay, no, I'm playing. Every time I do another episode on my podcast, I hit y'all with the same thing, right? I tell you, I'm going to be more consistent. I am going to show up more for you. I'm going to create more content for you. And lo and behold, there's always months that go by where I post nothing on my podcast. But I'm going to tell you one more time that I am going to be more consistent with my content on all my platforms. Okay. I really am. And I just want you guys to hang in there with me. But hey, y'all. Hey. So I think the last time I posted or I uploaded a podcast, I was talking to you guys from Bali, Indonesia. And just in case you are not following me on all platforms, I don't know why you wouldn't be, but just in case you're not, I am now back in the United States. I started my journey back into the States doing my erotic massage tour. I was going around the country and doing a tantric massage tour. So I'm still on tour here in the United States, and I believe that was the last time that I spoke to you guys from this particular platform. But today I was kind of feeling myself, y'all, and I wanted to do a play on a question that I often get, and that question is why I'm single. I talked to you guys before on this platform about that question and how it used to make me angry when someone would ask why I'm single, because it really made me take a look at myself. And then not only that, but they would follow up with the next question, which is, what's wrong with you? I don't know why it is assumed that if a woman is single, that she is not whole, she is not complete, she is missing something. And obviously there is something wrong with you, sis, if ain't nobody wifed you up yet. So I used to get a little upset by that, but now, you know, I just sit back and I chill because I know that I'm not the type to settle. And I know that not only am I not the type to settle, but I am not someone who is pressed to be in a relationship with another person, especially now that I've gone out on this journey to heal, to nurture, and to love myself. So I know that there is someone on the horizon for me. But an answer that I've heard so many people say, so many women who are in my position, single and seasoned, beautiful, seeming to have themselves, their stuff together. And like I said, single, I hear that they struggle with men being intimidated by them. And that used to be a thing for me. I know that there are a lot of men out there that are intimidated. I know that I have been in situations where I have been in public areas or social settings where men have wanted to say something to me, but not felt confident enough to follow through with that. Or I have met people, and after they sit down with me and get to know me, the first thing they'll say is, dang, I thought you were stuck up, or dang, I didn't know you were this down to earth, or, you know, something to the effect of showing that the reason why you were slow to approach is because there was something keeping you from pursuing, something in you that was keeping you from approaching me. So I got a little bit creative today, and I wanted to speak to you from the goddess perspective to that man out there that may be struggling with the idea of approaching a beautiful woman who is walking in her divine feminine energy, and she has this aura about her, and she exudes strength and confidence. And of course, you can't measure up to that. Or at least that's what you're thinking about yourself and your situation. So I wrote a story today, you know, from the eyes of the goddess speaking to you, that gentleman out there. I also posted something that, you know, kind of plays into, I guess this is a disclaimer. I posted something on my social media that said, playing too humble will have you overlooked, underpaid, underbooked. Talk your shit and own the room and let them haters be uncomfortable. And the reason why it's a disclaimer is because I used to struggle with talking my shit until I wrote my book, Permission to Power. I used to struggle with saying what it is. Hey, God made me amazing. And if I'm keeping that a secret, then I'm doing everybody a disservice. So in this story, I am talking my shit, and I'm going to encourage you to stand in the truth of who you are and talk your shit too, okay? So anyway, the story goes like this. In the vast realm of existence where mortals and gods coexist, I am goddess, known as the goddess of wisdom and beauty. My divine presence radiates confidence, strength, and influence, capturing the hearts and minds of countless admirers. But little do they know, the yearning of a particular mortal has caught my attention. Someone who goes by the name of Joe. Average Joe, that is. For years, Joe has stood in the periphery, his gaze fixed upon me, drawn to my ethereal beauty and commanding aura. In his eyes, I embody everything he desires, a captivating goddess, confident and strong. Yet, his insecurities and lack of self-assurance have held him back from pursuing me. He sees himself as an average man, unworthy of my divine attention. From my elevated position, I observe Joe as he watches from a distance, a mix of awe and longing etched upon his face. He exudes a certain charm, a kind soul, but his self-doubt is palpable. It cloaks him in the shadow, preventing him from realizing his true potential. If only he could see himself through my eyes as a man capable of greatness. Though I hold the power to summon his presence, to beckon him into my world, I am deterred by his inferiority syndrome. It casts a shroud over his true essence, stifling the flicker of courage within him. How can I invite him into my divine embrace when he himself cannot fathom his worth? It is a balmy evening, and I descend upon the mortal realm, my celestial radiance illuminating the path before me. Among the crowd, I catch a glimpse of Joe, his eyes flickering both in admiration and self-doubt. His presence, though, hesitant, captivates me. I decide to test the waters to provide him an opportunity to break free from the shackles of his insecurities. Joe's heart pounds in his chest as he notices my approach. He feels a mix of exhilaration and trepidation, unsure of how to proceed. Sensing his inner turmoil, I extend a smile. You know, I hit y'all with that smile sometimes. You know, you don't get to see it all the time, but when you do, it's an invitation, laden with both grace and encouragement. I hope that in his fleeting moment, in this fleeting moment, he will find the courage to seize what his heart desires. As I draw closer, Joe's eyes widen with disbelief. In his mind, he grapples with his perceived inadequacy, questioning why a goddess would ever show interest in a mere mortal like him. But I can see beyond his self-doubt, beyond the limitations he has placed upon himself. With gentle sincerity, I speak, my voice resonating with warmth and understanding. Dear Joe, in my presence, you need not be confined by the chains of your own perception, honey. Cast aside your doubts, for in the grand tapestry of existence, you are a thread of infinite potential. Joe's breath catches in his throat, a glimmer of hope flickering within his eyes. He hesitates for a moment, his gaze searching mine for validation. In that moment, he begins to see himself in a different light, as a man deserving of love and attention he so fervently desires. As our paths intertwine, I take Joe's trembling hand in mine, gently guiding him toward a new horizon. I become his confidant, his pillar of strength, and his guiding light. Together, we embark on a journey of self-discovery as he learns to embrace his true worth and recognize the beauty that lies within him. Did you hear that? Not in me, but in you, Joe. Through our shared experiences, Joe blossoms, shedding the cloak of self-doubt that has plagued him for far too long. He discovers that strength and influence are not defined by external attributes alone, but born from an unwavering belief in one's self. So here's what I did with that. Rather than look at myself when somebody says, "Hey, goddess, why are you single? You seem to have your stuff together, sis. What's wrong with you?" Rather than getting upset, I took my power back even in that story, because it's not about me. I turned it around. It's not my insecurities. It's not my inability to attract a man. Surely there are several men out there who are attracted to me, if nothing more than the physical, because men are visual and that's what they see first. Surely you can get a man, sis. Switch it around. A lot of times folks look at the woman as being the insecure one. They look at the woman as being the broken one. They look at the woman as having something wrong with her. But what about Joe? What about the Joe out there who doesn't feel like he measures up to having the woman that he desires? What about the Joe out there that's keeping himself locked away in a box because he's afraid to approach beauty? He's afraid to approach something that he may not have had in his life before. He's afraid to do something new. What about the Joe out there? It's not just women who lack self-confidence. It's not just women who lack self-esteem. It's not just women who are doubting themselves and having all these insecurities, right? There are men out there who struggle with that as well. I am a woman who dealt with a lot of that in my childhood, and it carried over into my adulthood, where I didn't feel worthy of a lot of things. And that was for a lot of reasons, but most of it stemmed from childhood. And lo and behold, I had two sons of my own that I raised. So you don't think that those insecurities are going to spill over into the young men that I raised from a broken place? Surely they are going to grow up with some insecurities and some worthiness issues as well, coming from a mother who was not healed during the time of raising two sons. So a lot of times, you know, it's not just the woman. So I wanted to speak to you today, Joe. I wanted you to begin to look at yourself and understand that the work starts with you. It's not about you not measuring up to what it is that you truly desire. It's about you being able to look at you and begin to work on the things that keep you limited, that keep you in a box, that keep you from moving into the realm of greatness that lies within all of us. So yeah, I felt a little creative today. I wanted to talk my shit, and I wanted to share it with you because, like I said, I haven't brought you any podcast episodes for a while, and I'm noticing that this platform has leveled up, honey. They have the ability to, or we have the ability as creators to record video as we are recording the audio as well. And in the beginning, I was looking for that, right? And there are a lot of podcasts out there, of course. You put the microphone in front of you, kind of like YouTube, and you create your own podcast show. So in the beginning, I wanted to do that, but I was like, well, that is no different than YouTube. You know, me getting in front of my camera and recording a YouTube video and doing a talking head show. But I just think this is so cool now how it has leveled up over here in these Anchor streets. But Spotify bought Anchor, and there's a lot going on with this back office platform, and I'm going to play around with it. Like I said, I'm going to bring you some new content, and I am going to begin to create my own hype and talk my shit. But with that being said, you guys, I'm going to let y'all go. Just wanted to speak to the average Joes out there. I love you guys. Again, if you are not following me on social media, please go do so at God Bod by Mo. I've also gotten my business up and running with my skincare. You guys know I kind of like shut that down when I went on my hiatus to Indonesia, and that is back up and running, and that is godglowfaceandbody.com. I have some amazing skincare products over there. Please go purchase some. Support your girl, black-owned, woman-owned business. But in the meantime, you guys, and in between time, until the next time, you know what to do. be fit, be fierce, be fabulous, because healthy is the new sexy. Bye, y'all.